What's up, everybody? You're now listening to the Dope Quotes Podcast, where you get inspired, motivated, and wiser from the words of the greatest minds in history. Now, here's your host, Anthony Frazier.
What's up? What's up? Welcome back to another fresh Dope Quotes episode. I'm here with my co-host, Guy Mashan. Guy, what's up, man?
Hello, world. Everything is good, Anthony. How's everything out your way?
Everything is kosher, man. Kosher. I actually used that once on somebody the other day, and I mean, they was like, "What? What do you mean it's kosher?" It's like, it's all good.
Are you pandering to Jewish people again?
No, Anthony, man.
I'm Jewish.
No, man. I'm not. I had no clue you were Jewish, man.
I get Italian. I get all sorts of stuff.
I really did thought you were Italian. Seriously. Yeah.
Interesting. I can pass.
You learn something new every day, man. So what's today's quote, man? I think you chose this one. You really liked it. I would love to see what you think about it.
I love this quote. This quote comes from Napoleon Hill. Self-discipline begins with the mastery of your thoughts. If you don't control what you think, you can't control what you do. Simply, self-discipline enables you to think first and act afterward. This is so important, man. This quote is so important.
I think it is, man. It is, yo. You know what's crazy? I don't know how deep I want to go. I don't know if I want to reveal to the audience the personal details of my life. I'll just go ahead and do it. What's the purpose of doing this podcast if we can't, right?
You know. Let it out the bag, man. Let it go.
Oh, man. I remember being a little kid. Not even that little. Maybe I was like 14 years old. And this girl, I was so in love with this girl, man. I was so in love with her. And my brother was like, "Do not call this young lady. You're looking mad thirsty. You're looking real like you need a glass of water right now." And all I could think about was, yo, what is she doing when I'm not around? What is she doing? You know, like, what is she doing right now? Is she out with another boy? Is she doing this? Is she doing that? And what I learned from that moment in my life is I sat back for a while and I started thinking like, man, I have no control over myself right now. What the hell is going on with me? And then I started thinking about other serious situations in life. So me being a little kid, that was just the beginning of it. But then when other situations, I always put myself in that self-reflective thought, you know, state of mind where it's like, wait, am I controlling how I feel right now? Am I controlling my, you know, and I think that what Napoleon Hill was getting at, it's like, man, like, you can't master if you can't master yourself, then you're postponing your own success, I think.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah. Because your mind can really drive you crazy. And yeah. If you really, like, delve deeper into the inner workings of your brain, it is extremely flawed to live in our society with these primitive brains that we have in our skulls. You know, our brain was meant to just survive. We have the flight or fight. We have a lot of things that kind of get us into some serious problems. And, you know, I'm guilty of it too. I'm telling you, as soon as we were, hit stop on the podcast, I think, whoa, was this a good podcast? How do we sound? Was I rambling on about something? And, you know, you kind of got to manage your thoughts. Because if you don't, you know, you can drive yourself crazy real quick.
Yeah. I mean, even just to take this quote to another level, you know, managing your thoughts, you know, positive thinking is real. I know a lot of people don't really follow law of attraction and, you know, the universe and things like that. But this stuff, I believe in this stuff because it personally has worked for me and it's continuing to work for me. So I believe in it. But at the same time, it's all about thoughts. It's all about learning how to keep positive thoughts in your head is a practice in itself. It's very hard. That's the reason why I meditate, because it helps me to learn how to sustain positive thinking in my life. And if I don't have positive thinking in my life, things can go a little haywire and bad thoughts can start to creep in. And we know what bad thoughts do. Bad thoughts attract bad moments. and everything else. So
totally, it'll snowball into something worse and worse and worse. And it's kind of interesting, when I first discovered the power of positive thought, I didn't even know. I was running on autopilot for years, not realizing I should monitor what I'm thinking about, because that can, you know, lead me to ruminate and lead to depression and anxiety. And I'm able to nix a lot of those anxious thoughts before they even have the chance to develop into depression now. So, you know, you and me both know that it takes some serious patience and some serious skill to kind of pick and choose what thoughts are going to stay with you, which ones you need to let go. So I think Napoleon Hill was way ahead of his time with this one.
Exactly. So if you like this quote, definitely hit us up on Twitter. You can type in dope quotes as the hashtag and we'll pick you up. And we'll have a conversation with you. But you can also email me, anthony@anthonyfrazier.com, with any thoughts on the podcast and how we can improve. And Guy, how can they rate and review us, man?
You should go to iTunes. You should actually subscribe to the Dope Quotes podcast. 5 stars sounds about right to us. Whatever you feel we deserve. And let us know how we can improve. Hit us both on Twitter. You know, any constructive criticism or feedback you have is not only desired, you know, we both would appreciate it. So feel free to just get at both of us with anything you may think or feel or any quotes you have. Let us know.
That's right. That's right. So with that being said, we'll hit you guys up later. See you guys on the other side.
Bye, world.
Peace.